This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Juan Williams takes Barack Obama's speech personally. But first, New Orleans remembers Katrina and gets ready for Gustav. Gustav has now strengthened to a hurricane with 75-mile-per-hour winds, and it's headed for the Gulf Coast, possibly arriving early next week. New Orleans has been preparing for the next big storm since Katrina struck 3 years ago. One measure, homeowners have to physically lift up their houses if they want to qualify for national flood insurance. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, the work is delicate and it can be dangerous.
It's a pretty amazing moment when an entire house comes to rest on columns 8 feet high.
All the way. That's good. All the way down.
Seven men from a company called Orleans Shoring are positioned around a house in New Orleans East. Their boss, Christian Cancian, is working the unified jacking machine, a device that mechanically raises and lowers each jack.
While we're jacking houses and while we're lowering the houses, no one has to be underneath it. There's no risk of anyone getting injured.
The company bought the equipment after a tragic accident last year.
It was actually my house that I bought, and the house shifted and fell on somebody.
Field supervisor Alejandro Gonzalez was killed in the accident. He'd been using hand jacks to raise homes. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration investigated the accident and fined Orleans Shoring $2,500 for not securing the jacks. They haven't seen any other fatalities since. After the accident, Christian Cancian bought the jacking machine, hired experienced operators, and pledged to do things more safely.
We've got all the right people in place so we can grow.
Before Katrina, elevating homes was not Cancian's specialty. He mainly shored up homes that were sinking. But since last year, Orleans Shoring has elevated more than 1,200 homes, and they've got competition. Companies offering home elevation services in Greater New Orleans have grown from a handful before Katrina to more than a dozen now. David O'Reilly is a civil engineer who works with several of them.
Where the elevation business before had been a real specialized field with just a few players, obviously, with all this money coming out, you're now having a flood of people who want to get into the field to get a chance to get some of that money.
The cost of elevating a home can easily run $50,000 to $60,000. The Louisiana Recovery Authority is in charge of doling out the pots of federal funding. That includes $30,000 per home from the Road Home Program and up to another $30,000 from FEMA. O'Reilly says all companies need to elevate homes is a contractor's license and a building permit.
You have an industry which is largely unregulated, offering a service which to the average consumer, they really don't know how to judge what they're being offered.
Christina Stevens is the spokeswoman for the Louisiana Recovery Authority.
It's very important to us not only that people rebuild and that people elevate, but they do it in a way that's safer and smarter than how it had been done before.
The LRA has created a database that homeowners can use to search for and to rate contractors. They're encouraging homeowners to share information, and they're helping to train local governments on implementing existing building codes. But Stevens adds,
we don't have any formal plans to, you know, implement further codes.
For its part, the City of New Orleans Safety and Permits Office says its role is limited to inspecting a house before elevation and then making sure it's properly strapped onto the columns once it's elevated. So far, no one seems to be keeping a tally of homes that have been lost in the process, but ask around and people will tick off a few, including one at this address.
6200 Bel Air Drive. It was that and it will be that.
There's nothing but dirt and rubble here now. It was the home of Clinton Lee and his mother Marietta. After Katrina, their house had water up to the ceiling for 3 weeks, part of the reason they decided to elevate it. Lee was at the house recently taking pictures while workers from a company called Triple O Shoring operated the jacks.
It was about 3:38. The foreman said, look out below. And I got out the way real fast.
The house shimmied, Lee says, and then crumbled. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Next door, neighbor George Davis shakes his head at the empty lot. He not only doubts the safety of elevating homes, but the logic behind it.
Why'd you go sit in your house with 3 feet of water under? With shrimp in your front yard? I don't get it.
If the neighborhood floods like last time, he says, the houses could be higher than the oak trees. It wouldn't make a difference. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.